but no one can walk over me. I am the Pandora Witch's John Sim, and I am Leon Gobbey.
Teacher's principal songwriter Lily Fontaine's lyrics are known to be deep, funny, and infused with a Northern English charm. That's from the band's debut studio album, This Could Be Texas, a great way to get into our hour of listening here on the Mainstream. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and right now I'm signing into the Mainstream studio to spend an hour with you as we seek out the best music while shining a special spotlight on the hardworking indigenous artists of Turtle Island. We'll also be taking a look at musical happenings for May 2nd, and before my time with you is up, we'll be saying happy birthday to Elaine Johannes, and in the first half, May 2nd, 2005, with the cream of the crop. In addition, we'll be hearing from Ian Hunter, a new track to get into the library, Janik Van Lack, and so much more. In this block, we're going to kick things off with a brand new Taylor Swift track. Of course, it features Post Malone from the Tortured Poets Department. Swift officially became the first artist to garner 1 billion streams within 1 week of release. Not too shabby, if you ask me. Without further ado, it's Fortnite that we introduce into the Mainstream Library. I'll be back in a few to kick off our first musical celebration. Right now, asoro no onda jates, ne ho ne wo de no take, ne na Mainstream guy also. You ought to sing along with the Mainstream.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. To
Go.
Yannick Van Lock with Here to Slay, featuring Madeline Rose from the Circle of Madness album, a recent addition to the library and a great way to bring that block to an end. We also heard one from Logan Stott's 2023 A Light in the Attic, and of course we kick things off with Taylor Swift and Post Malone's Fortnite from Swift's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. If you're just joining our listening, I'm Brett Mabee. We still have a lot more time together. Of course, it'll be over before you know it. Just bookmark mainstreamradio.net for quick and easy access. During my time with you, I'll give you more details as to what to expect and some of the features that you can anticipate coming to the website. However, we're going to get right back into the music right now and travel back to May 2nd, 2005. That was the day Eric Clapton joined former Cream members Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce for the first of four nights at London's Royal Albert Hall, 36 years after they had split up. Tickets were changing hands for more than $600 on eBay, which in 2005 money was a lot of money. Fans had flown over from the U.S. to witness the reunion, which Clapton, who at the age of 60 is said to have agreed to because of the failing health of the other former members of the band. Obviously, with Clapton being the sole remaining member of Cream at this point, I think that was certainly done in good faith and definitely good timing as well. I love that concert. I used to play it on repeat in my first car over and over. We'll be hearing one from that collection. However, before that, let's go all the way back to 1967 from the Disraeli Gears, one of the great albums of the Summer of Love. It's the Tales of Brave Ulysses from the Cream here on the Mainstream.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace net. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your mind. Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing. Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
Hey. come walking out. Baby fell.
Thank you.
I'm Brett Mabee, and you're listening to The Mainstream. Our time together is going to be over before you know it, so as we enter the second half, just a quick and friendly reminder that you ought to bookmark mainstreamradio.net to stay up to date, as I do keep the full searchable podcast current every Monday through Friday. And a reminder that to carry The Mainstream, contact Native Voice One's distribution director, Nola Daves Moses. Send her an email at nola@nv1.org. Before the hour is through, one from Ian Hunter in the follow-up to his Defiance Part 1. Also Side Montero in this block, but not before getting on a few tracks that feature Chilean-American multi-instrumentalist Alain Johannes. Born May 2nd, 1962, he's worked with the Queens of the Stone Age, Them Crooked Vultures, which is a supergroup featuring John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin, also Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age, and Dave Grohl as well. So as we take this quick pause to say happy birthday to this uber-talented musician, happy birthday to you as well. Enjoy this set of music featuring Johannes. There's one from Chris Cornell, no doubt, and this one from Them Crooked Vultures. It sounds a little bit like Led Zeppelin, if you ask me, which is perhaps not surprising and perhaps part of the point. We're going back to 2009 from the band self-titled. It's Reptiles. Turn it up and sing along. I'll be back in a few right now. Get your groove on with The Mainstream.
Stay. the dark, hoping that someone will burn your pain down. You try not to start the drink that spins you around until you drown. But hope is believing without seeing the end. I walk through the door and I smell desperation. I can't ignore. From the bondage that takes hold, I wish that I could burn this liar that teases you with its fire. Take you and leave you blind.
No, 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 no,
Otero's a very talented Hopi and Diné artist out of the Southwest. That was from Saving Damsel's 2012 Find My Way album with the track Hide, bringing that block and my time with you to an end this hour on the Mainstream. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you join me sooner than later. Check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite local airwaves. And again, to listen digitally, head on over to mainstreamradio.net. In addition, a thank you and nyawe to my friends at the Onosagwendake Cultural Center, that's the Seneca Iroquois National Museum, and Creatives Rebuild New York for their support in the Mainstream startup. They continue to support a lot of important cultural projects across Seneca Nation territories and beyond. You can find more information about them and a whole lot more at nativeartistdirectory.com. As I was mentioning a little bit ago, Matahupo lead singer Ian Hunter is out with a follow-up to his successful 2023 Defiance Part 1. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this album's called Defiance Part 2, Fiction. It features a lot of great collaborations, including the members of Cheap Trick, Brian May of Queen, Lucinda Williams, Johnny Depp, Billy Bob Thornton, and a whole lot more. In fact, it's kind of a who's who, and this track right here features Cheap Trick and the late great Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters fame. Without further ado, it's Kettle of Fish that I leave you with as we part ways for a little bit and you enjoy the remainder of your time here on the Mainstream.
I'm rocking on the starboard, rocking on port, try to keep on an even
the salty mines. Always gonna be whack jobs in these troubled times. Yeah. If you're looking for a heater, call the doc. If you're looking for a leader, you don't call the job. Stalk in the middle of this great divide. Ain't too many grown-ups on either side.
People falling in and out with people falling for ya. This is a fine kettlebell. I can't drink the water.
That's your prerogative. I ain't gonna tell ya what to believe. If you in the opera, you ain't in the league.
A media, a media, a media to start ya. This is a fine kettle of fish. I can drink the water. You need your land, you need your land, you need your lands to slaughter. Last to run.
this structure behind this maze, growing mindless under constant shade. Don't look down, I'm selling out. I can't think that way, Mr. Business Day.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.